Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Adair County Extension and Outreach Office Manager Dina Wells about exhibits, shows, and activities happening at the Adair County Fair. For Extension side of the Adair County Fair, what would you say are some new or interesting things to point out as far as the Extension planning side of things?
Well, this year we've implemented a couple new things. As far as the exhibit building judging projects, we decided to do that one day earlier this year. So instead of doing it the first day of the county fair, we're actually doing it the day before. So today, Tuesday the 16th, we did all of the exhibit building judging. The other thing new that we did this year was we incorporated a county fair software system called Fair Entry, and it just makes the process a little easier. We scan entry cards and information, and it automatically entered into the program.
Do Clover Kids have much of a role with the fair for Adair County?
The Clover Kids will bring a little project that they've made, and there's an actual Clover Kids display in the exhibit building. So they get to act like they are being judged and providing a project for the fair, and that's kind of fun for them.
Yeah, and what day does that happen?
Well, they actually entered their items today, so their projects are on display right now.
As far as other activities for kids and whatnot, is there anything you'd like to mention as far as anything that 4-H'ers or Extension are involved with planning?
A new thing this year, one of our 4-H'ers has come up with a leadership project, which is called Discover the Fair Scavenger Hunt. And that'll be happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the fairgrounds tomorrow. And it'll happen every day of the fair. There's just things going on every single day. Thursday is the swine show. We have a stuffed pet show, which is an adorable show where little ones can bring their stuffed pets and they pretend to get judged. And there's a 4-H communications event on Thursday. We have the poultry show on Thursday. And then that night is the Ninja Warrior obstacle course at 7 o'clock in the grandstands. So that's something fun for everyone. On Friday, which is senior day at the fair, we start off the day with a horse show over in the horse arena, and that's a wonderful show that has really expanded through the years. And then we go in at 9 o'clock. We start in on our sheep and lamb show. At 11 o'clock, we have a dog agility show, and then Pride of Iowa contest around noon, bucket bottle calf show at 4 p.m., and then that evening at the grandstand is All-Star Truck Tour, so that's fun for all ages also. And then on Saturday, we start the morning with the cat show at 8 o'clock, and we go into our beef show, which is a nice big advanced show. And then we go into dairy and dairy goats. And at 4 o'clock, we have the Share the Fun contest at the 4-H and FFA building, which is a really fun event for anyone to see. And that night at 7:30, we have the demolition derby in the grandstand. And then Sunday, we do the final day of the fair where animals are released, and we also have a lot of events going on. At 7:30 a.m., there is a cattle dog trials, which is in the horse arena, and that has been a really nice event. If you enjoy things like that, you would really enjoy this event. And then at 9 a.m., we have a 4-H archery speed shooting fun match, and we have some really advanced shooting and archery students in our 4-H program. And at 11 o'clock, we have Future 4-H'ers Livestock Show, which it allows little ones to bring in their little baby calf or their cat or dog or any kind of a animal project, and they get to be judged. And they actually go into the show ring, they get show numbers, and it's an absolute adorable show. And then we finalize the silent auction at 1 o'clock in the 4-H and FFA building. And we ask that all winning bidders settle up and pick up their items no later than 3 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock is our livestock sale, and we finish the night off at 7 p.m. is the right rodeo. So we've got a lot of fun things planned for everyone.
The scavenger hunt, where should people be meeting for that? Do they need to show up each day that's happening at, at 5 o'clock?
It's at a different location each day, and in your fare book, it actually is listed in the back on page 152. Every day it's at a different place. Thursday, it'll be around the cattle and the poultry and rabbit barn. So you kind of have to catch a schedule either out of the fare book, or you can definitely look up on our website the fare schedule at Adair County Extension and just scroll down our homepage and you can find that information.
And do you happen to know the name of the 4-H'er that's organizing this?
Yes, it's Ava Rechtenbach. Her big thing was she wanted to educate everyone on all different aspects of the county fair and get them to learn more about livestock projects and just what all is involved in bringing animals to the county fair.
The Pride of Iowa contest, what exactly is that about?
That's a wonderful contest that teaches kids how to prepare food in the proper way, how to clean up their items, you know, in the proper way, and then how to actually assemble a recipe in front of judges.
Well, it sounds like Adair County Extension has a lot planned for this Adair County Fair, as well as other organizations and the Fair Board. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Just that I hope everybody comes out and joins us, because there is so much to do for all ages. And we just want to celebrate all these hardworking kids who have dedicated so much time and talent to these projects, both static and livestock exhibits. And we want to remind everybody with the hot weather to stay hydrated. But if you need to cool down, just come into the 4-H and FFA Center where it's air conditioned and tour all the wonderful exhibits.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Adair County Extension and Outreach Office Manager Dina Wells about exhibits, shows, and activities happening at the Adair County Fair. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.